Start with some of the halachos of Yom Tov. We spoke about this last year before Shavuos, seeing that Shavuos does not have any specific halachos of its own. We spoke about using it as an opportunity to speak about Yom Tov. So we'll sort of pick up from where we left off last year, but just a quick review. The Torah, the same way that in Shabbos there are lamates malachos, so on Yom Tov also there are lamates malachos, which there's a din of lamates malachos, but the Torah gives a heter of ochel nefesh. The malachas which are involved in the process of achila are permitted. So does this mean that every one of the lamates malachas, if I do it in a way which is involved in the process of achila, is it going to be mutter? The answer is no. That this halacha of echol nefesh has limitations to it. It doesn't apply to all of the lamates malachas. So one of the ga'onim gave a simon to which one of the malachas are going to be mutter based on the arguments of Echol Nefesh, and he listed 9 malachas which are going to have the heter of Echol Nefesh, and the remaining 30 do not have the heter of Echol Nefesh. This rule is not ironclad. We'll see there's going to be some exceptions to it, but he lists, this is a list of the 9 malachas that he finds that there's going to be a heter of Echol Nefesh. The first one is in the order of making bread. You have the malachas of bread, Barer, Lisha, and Afia. So those are the last 3 steps in the process. So those are going to be mutter in for the purpose of Echol Nefesh. Abishol parallels Afia, so that's also going to be mutter. Then in the process of taking a person getting meat on Yom Tov, they would actually check the animal on Yom Tov. So the shechita is going to be mutter. Removing the skin of the animal is also going to be mutter. Hafshata, you would have to be moleich it, you would have to salt it, which is a form of ma'abed, and then you would cook it, which you already mentioned. And making a fire, ma'avir is mutter, and hutsaw, taking something from rishus to rishus is mutter. So that's how he lists the 9 malachas. Interestingly enough, he counts a fee and bishul as 2 in his list of 9 malachas. He says 30 are usser, 9 are mutter, and he says that. So I don't have an answer to that question, but he lists. So those are the ones which he lists are going to be mutter. Now you notice that he skips the malacha of tochein, of grinding something. So there are going to be certain cases where tochein is usser, and we will see that there are cases where tochein is going to be mutter. He does not mention kibui. He mentions making a fire, but he does not mention putting out a fire. Sometimes kibui is going to be mutter. Most times kibui is going to be usser. He does not mention the process. He mentions bari. He does not mention harkada, which is sifting using some type of a sieve or a sifter or something of that sort. There are certain cases where that is mutter as well. So these are what is known as malachas echol nefesh, these 9 malachas, and they have one set of rules. So we're going to see there's something called makshir echol nefesh, which has another set of rules, which is the step before echol nefesh. Sometimes it's also going to be mutter. So that's the introduction for today. Be'ez Hashem, we will talk about this more over the next 2 weeks. Have a good morning.